It was as if that weather-beaten structure were another ark and floated on the shadowy waves. Darkness, outstripping some visitors on mules, had risen thus to the rough convent walls when those travellers were yet climbing the mountain. As the heat of the glowing day, when they had stopped to drink at the streams of melted ice and snow, was changed to the searching cold of the frosty, rarefied night air at a great height, so the fresh beauty of the lower journey had yielded to barrenness and desolation. A craggy track, up which the mules in single file scrambled and turned from block to block, as though they were ascending the broken staircase of a gigantic ruin, was their way now. No trees were to be seen, nor any vegetable growth save a poor brown scrubby moss, freezing in the chinks of rock. Blackened skeleton arms of wood by the wayside pointed upward to the convent, as if the ghosts of former travellers overwhelmed by the snow haunted of the scene of their distress. Icicle-hung caves and cellars built for refuges from sudden storms were like so many whispers of the perils of the place. Never-resting wreaths and mazes of mist wandered about, hunted by a moaning wind and snow, the besetting danger of the mountain, against which all its defences were taken, drifted sharply down. The file of mules, jaded by their day's work, turned and wound